Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jessica Grimm with the Pella Medical Clinic joins us on today's program to talk about the clinic's expanded walk-in hours and what it means moving forward for their services. Well, Jessica, we're here today to talk about an exciting new feature for the Pella Medical Clinic. And for the first time, walk-in appointments are now available. First of all, what does that ultimately mean? And what is the level of access the patient now has starting this Saturday moving forward when it comes to walk-in?
Well, starting this Saturday for walk-in clinic, Pella Medical Clinic will actually be open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then from noon until 7 p.m. on Sunday, with access every single day to a provider. As long as you come to the clinic or sign up online, you will be seen by a provider that day.
And now this is a continued expansion of the Pella Medical Clinic in terms of a lot of the resources you've added with the walk-in pharmacy and some other elements. This is, though, a pretty expansive one. What has allowed the hospital to take this step and have the clinic available like this?
I think the biggest thing that has allowed us to do that is just the need in the community. This is a service that our community needs, and we need to provide that access. So how we've hired several new providers who will be just dedicated to the walk-in clinic.
In terms of walking in, one of the things that I've talked to numerous people here at the hospital about is emergency care and the emergency department. The key here is that this is meant to free up emergency services. What are some of the things that people maybe have gone to the ER for or haven't come at all for that will now be covered, or the general things that they should be coming in for?
Yes, absolutely. When it comes to your basic types of sprains, strains, coughs, cold, fevers, those are absolutely the things that we want to see in our walk-in clinic, as opposed to having to send those folks over to the ED.
And what does that do overall for the hospital to free up the emergency room and emergency services? And what does that do for the patient in terms of even cost savings?
The goal for the emergency department is to free up the providers there to focus on the more intense or the higher level of care that patients need provided for them in the ED, and then move those lower level of care items over to our walk-in clinic. As far as cost savings, it is a regular clinic visit, so it is a much lower cost than an emergency visit would be.
As a part of this system, people can walk in, they can call in, but there's an online reservation piece of this that people may find very convenient for them, especially if it is a non-emergent thing. Can you explain how that works?
You actually would just go to our website, or you can search for Pella Walk-In Clinic, and it will direct you to our online reservation page. You can choose to come in right then, or you can see what our current wait time is, and if there's a time later in the day that works for you a little bit better or is more convenient for you, you can choose to come in at a later point during the day.
But ultimately, if people need to walk in, they can walk in. What would it look like, or what do they need to bring with them if they are in that scenario?
They would need to essentially bring the same things that they would bring to a normal clinic visit, so photo ID, demographic, your phone number, your basic information, and then your insurance cards.
The technology continuing to expand. If you make an online reservation, say the day before or early in the morning, there will be some help to remind you to come on in.
Absolutely. And there is no day before. We do ask that you book that same day, but we will remind you a half an hour before your appointment to please come into the clinic. So if you would select a time later in the day, we'll just send you a little text to remind you to come in and see us.
Now, in terms of what you've seen personally, especially since you've come here to Pella Regional, with all of these services added to the clinic, what has the overall, in your mind, benefit been to the patients that you're seeing the improvement from? Because I know you've done some trial run with this, but with all these elements, what are you seeing overall for the patient in terms of what they're getting from Pella Medical Clinic that, you know, people think they can only get in Des Moines or a bigger city?
The overall thing we've seen, I think, is just access. You know, we want to provide what our patients need here. And bringing in the walk-in clinic not only frees up our regular providers to see their own patients, but it does provide a chance for patients to come in who maybe wouldn't normally come in. You know, if they say, oh, I just have a fever, I don't need to be seen. But when we increase that access, it gives them the peace of mind that they will be seen when they need to be seen.
And I'm guessing overall this has helped with the hospital, resources, clinic, all the above. These kinds of things are mutually beneficial, so to speak.
Absolutely. Every time we can get a patient in who maybe wouldn't normally come to see a provider, it just creates access for them to get to know us and learn what we can provide for them on a consistent basis.
Once again, that was Jessica Grimm with Pella Regional Health Center discussing the Pella Medical Clinic's extended walk-in hours. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.